Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Giving to great organizations and being a part of really cool events is something that I think that we all enjoy and like doing here in the state of Minnesota. And so I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued as to the bed race for bridging. What is that exactly? It looks and sounds fun because I did see some clips of it earlier today. And joining us now on the John Shirakoa Banker Hotline is Diana Dolzin, Director of Strategic Partnerships for Bridging. She joins us here on the show. First off, Diana, thank you so much for being on WCCO tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit, before we get to the event, tell me a little bit about Bridging. Tell me a little bit about the organization.
Yeah, you know, the great news is this event itself is 27 years old, and it really got started because we were about 10 years in, and we needed to really make new friends and get the word out about the work we did. And at the top of the list is we need beds, and we need people to get a good night's sleep so they can get healthy, go to school, go to work. And when you talk about home essentials, those are the things we're looking for, because what we are is a furniture bank. You know, people know where to donate household goods, they know where to donate clothing and food. They don't always know, like, where am I going with the furniture and all the other things in my house that I no longer need and they're still reusable. And so that is what we do. We provide all the basic essentials to these families who've been referred to us, and we actually set up 120 households a week, 300 people who need us to give them those things so they can leap forward in their housing stability and not have to worry about acquiring these things. Our community is extremely generous, and we are so grateful that we have such a great group like yourselves saying, how can I help you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of broke up there a little bit. The connection was a little bit weird. But I got the premise of what you guys do, and I've never actually even thought about that. Like, that's something I think probably is often forgotten, because when we think about all the essentials and things that people need, you know what the first thing that comes to mind is food. It's groceries. We talk about food insecurities and food banks and stuff like that. I've never actually thought about the importance of having that bed.
Correct. And then the kitchen food, I often have to go, and wait, where do you eat your food? How do you cook your food? Where's your glasses, your plates, your silverware, your tables and chairs? It is the things like tonight at home people are going to think about, if this wasn't in front of me, how do I rest and recuperate and really be empowered to thrive in life?
All right, so that's what Bridging is. Tell us about the bed race for Bridging, which is coming up this Saturday, March the 1st at Buck Hill.
Well, thanks for asking. You know, we're just 2 days away, and there's still time to get connected. This event is a really great way for people to not only enjoy Minnesota, have a great time, but 100% of the proceeds come to Bridging. So teams of four are going to come on out to Buck Hill, still register. You're going to be 18 plus, because there's going to be a bonfire, a beer garden, there's going to be a DJ, and all sorts of fun going on and prizes, because frankly, the Tubing Hill is what we're using. And so Original Mattress Factory is our great sponsor and year-round partner. Mm-hmm. They've given us 10 brand new beds. They're covered. And so people are going to be racing down the tubing tracks. And I'll tell you, we're out today filming with WCCO, and it was running fast. It was very exciting.
All right, so hold on. You're going to be on the beds going down the tubing hill. That's exactly what's going on.
That's exactly it. And four of you are going to be at the top of the hill, and you're going to launch yourself down. Four of you on a queen bed. Everyone says, no big deal. I said, have you tried throwing yourself and three people down a hill lately?
Oh, my goodness. That is going to be something.
And you all have to be on the bed when you get to the bottom.
Wait, all four people have to be on the bed when they get to the bottom?
Yes, they do.
I mean, how difficult is that? That sounds difficult.
Some people have a good time with it. Others might say, I tumbled off. I don't know what happened.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. In years past, and first off, congratulations on this being, you said year 27?
Yes.
All right. That's a phenomenal run. When you have an event like this, for the most part, generally, how many people do you get to be a part of it from one year to the next?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's great. You know, somewhere between 100 and 150 teams. So teams of four, generally say there's usually like a team captain who's going to like hang out with your stuff, take your photos. You know, I kind of call it the team mascot, if you will, who's out there. And there's other spectators that come on out just to check that out. And this year, Buck Hill, and we're adding to the mix, a Northern Light. So as people are out there and the lights go down, it's going to become like what I call like a cosmic bowling effect. Mm. So imagine having yourself out by that fire and the hill, getting another last hurrah of winter. That weather forecast sure sounded good, I'm just going to say.
That's funny. Oh, we're talking to Diana Dolson, Director of Strategic Partnerships for Bridging, joining us here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. And what we're talking about is the Original Mattress Factory Bed Race for Bridging. Takes place this Saturday, March the 1st, at Buck Hill, beginning at 6 p.m. So you're talking about something fun and festive to do, like later in the evening. There you have it.
That is exactly right. So you can walk right up there. You can sign up still today.
Yeah, and you can also, people can get ahead of it, and I would, you know, encourage them to do that. There is a website that people can go to. If they go to bridging.org/get-involved-bed-race for bridging, they can sign up. I'm assuming they can sign up on the registration page right there, too.
They sure can, and you can see some videos. So if you need to be inspired by the live-action shot, we've got them.
Well, you know, the funny thing about this, Diana, is that earlier today when I was trying to connect with Molly to see if I could have you come on the show, what do? I get off of my laptop computer. I go pop on the television, and there she is. She's on the TV. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it was so funny because I went back, and I text Molly back, and I'm like, the person I'm trying to get on right now is on TV. And she's like, yeah, Diana.
I love it. I love that you just took action right away because it is a blast. I cannot tell you enough.
Now, is there the one thing that is new this year in year 27 that hasn't been a part of previous years, though, is the addition of the Northern Lights to the racetrack, right?
Correct. That's the new thing. We've also got back to an after party. That was one of those things that kind of went away a little bit during the COVID years.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have taken 1 year off. You know, we've stuck with it because the beauty in COVID, when we all came back, you could come back and be outside.
How weird was it?
It wasn't an indoor event we had to cancel, you know, that we had to cancel.
How weird was it during the pandemic?
Very. But you know what? I'm going to tell you the greatest thing. Our community was amazing. Bridging, we were only closed 5 weeks.
Mm.
And I say that because I am loud and proud about our community who step up to give us reusable items, volunteer, and truly the giving and the philanthropy of this community allows us to continue serving the growing need.
What's the best part for you each and every year being a part of this event and a part of Bridging?
Well, I started as a volunteer. It might have hooked me in fact. The costumes are phenomenal, I'm just going to tell you. You think you see good things at Halloween? At this event, and you're in a team of four, people come themed together, and there is some creativity beyond that is just outstanding. Like, even our original mattress team, they have made themselves into, like, beds themselves, a little pullover, keeps more of them padded, and they're an actual bed.
You know, the one thing, Diana, that people have been talking about, and it's funny because I was talking about this with Randy Meyer from Fox 9. He and Kelsey Carlson join me weekly on the show, is that a lot of outdoor activities have been stymied the last couple of years just because of, you know, warmer climates. You know, you talk about the Berkey and Hayward, Wisconsin, stuff like that, whatever. You guys are actually going to have the perfect weather situation come Saturday evening because the high on Saturday is going to be 30. It's not going to get too cold. You're probably looking at about 24, 25 degrees on Saturday evening. So you couldn't ask for better.
Oh, not at all. I heard the wind was going to die down on your report. I'm like, perfect. And they got plenty of snow. You know, last year was a little sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
We had the race and we made it, but by just a day or two when we had everything, the snow was dried up. So this year, last I checked at Buck Hill, they got 40 inches base. It's fantastic.
Yep. Go to the website bridging.org/bedrace to get more and more information for the Original Mattress Factory, Bed Race for Bridging. Diana Dalson, Director of Strategic Partnerships for Bridging, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.